Carter Wessel.
Top of the fifth inning. It'll be Carter Wessel leading it off for Lake Henry. And Carter takes a strike from Jimmy Toole and 0-1. Wessel, Ludwig, and Jason Campson here in the fifth. Jim Toole kicks and delivers, and Carter takes the ball low, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. The Toole pitch, Wessel, foul ball down the first baseline. And the count, one ball, two strikes. One and two. Toole shaking off a couple signs, and here comes his pitch. Wessel drills this to right field. That's a solid base hit.
Uh-oh. Carter
Beer throws to first, and Wessel getting there. Tyreller has to go down on his knees to smother that.
I think Carter came up thinking about it and then said, nah. Yeah. And then he looked up like, well, Wessel's not exactly busting butt down there, so I'll throw it.
I think it appeared to him maybe that Tyreller was standing on first base, but Reller was actually maybe 5 feet away from first base, but he probably had the base shielded. So a leadoff single for Lake Henry in the fifth inning. I'll bring Grant Ludwig to the plate. Grant, 0 for 1 today, was hit by a pitch in his first at bat. Pop this one up. We're by the first base dugout. That's going to go fouling out of play. And the count at a ball and a strike. 1-1 the count. Back into the box is Ludwig. And Jimmy Toole sets himself on the mound. His pitch, Ludwig drills this into left field, a solid base hit.
Leaving it up a little bit again, Randy, like we saw earlier.
Back-to-back singles for Lake Henry here in the fifth inning. And it'll bring Jason Campson to the plate. Jason 0 for 2. Will fly balls to center field and left field for Campson. Jim Toole, his pitch to Campson is low for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. At second, it's Wessel. At first, Grant Ludwig. Jim's pitch, ground ball up the middle, and that's going to find its way through. They're going to send Carter Wessel, and no throw by Hinnenkamp. And it's 6-1, Lake Henry.
So they get that run back. New Munich put one on the board. Lake Henry comes right back with one. See Engelmeyer back in the bullpen. RBI knock for Jason Campson.
Three consecutive hits off of Jim Toole. That's going to draw a visit by Paul Sand out to the mound. And Paul just checking on Engelmeyer down in the bullpen. Tom Ludwig going to have a conversation with Matthew Leeser. There are nobody out here in the inning. Sand continues to watch Engelmeyer.
There it is.
And they're going to make a change now. They probably are.
He pointed.
So they're going to call in Brent Engelmeyer. He'll come in relief of Jim Toole here in the fifth inning. And while we have this time, let's recognize some of our Region 15C sponsors. Those folks bringing us baseball today, Kramer Lumber in Melrose, Leo's Auto Body and Glass in Farming, Albany Chrysler Center, Albany Family Dentistry, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, BNS Excavating, Bryn Belgrade, Buyer Built to Belgrade, Freeport State Bank, the Greenwald Pub, John Dold, Century 21 First Realtor, Myergrove Co-op and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Pep's Pork, World Spring Hill, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Rambo, Stony Creek Dairy bringing us baseball today, West Central Sanitation, El Rosa Lumber Company, St. Martin National Bank, Columbia Gear, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Munich, Sock Center in Long Prairie, Kensington Insurance Agency, Shady's Long Shots, Albany Ready Mix, Kensington Bank, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Shady Silver Spur, White Clover Farms, IPM, of Wake Park, Central Minnesota Realty, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Albany and Richmond A&W, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Brandon Stang Custom Farming, Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, and Grove Mutual Insurance. They bring us Region 15C Baseball today, and every day we do Region Baseball here on KASM Radio. Brent Engelmeyer, he is a right-hander. He is entering the game, a draftee from Greenwald. And Engelmeyer completed his warm-up tosses. I had him in one of my games of the week this year over in Greenwald. Greenwald game, and Brent was the winning pitcher that day.
Was it Brent or Brett?
It's Brent.
Stepping into the batter's box.
The lineup card says Brett.
It says Brett.
What's the program say?
Brett Engelmeyer.
Brett Engelmeyer. Okay. All right. Well, welcome aboard, buddy. You got first and second, nobody out.
You betcha. Thrown into the fire right now. Lake Henry leading 6-1. And Brett Engelmeyer's pitch inside a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Engelmeyer sets himself on the mound. And his pitch. That goes off the mitt of Logan Funk, and the runner's going to move up to second and third. Still with nobody out. Matthew Leeser gets a 2-0 count to hit with now.
Now the streak's probably going to come in. Nobody out here. Already down by five.
On deck, Nick Dingman. Engelmeyer has the sign from Logan Funk. And his pitch. There's a strike at the knees and 2-1. 2 balls, one strike. That infield in on the grass. Ludwig leads from third. We're at second, it's Campson, and here's a ground ball back to Engelmeyer on the mound. It goes off of him. They throw it to Reller. Reller can't come up with it. It's going to score two runs, and it'll be a throwing error that allows Leeser to reach first base.
We've seen some, I've never seen a ball hit someone go that high, for one, off of a bounce. And then Funk comes in, makes a really good play, but his throw's just a little low because he had to rush it. And it ends up being an error there on Will.
Going through Ty Reller's glove, allowing those runs to score. And now Nick Dingman to the plate. Nick takes a strike call, 0-1. Now 8-1, Lake Henry with the lead. A three-run fifth inning for Lake Henry. Engelmeyer's pitch passed. The rip has passed Caden Sand into left field. And so two more base runners for Lake Henry. Still nobody out.
Hitting. And then when they're not, streaks give a break every now and then too.
Bring Sammy Humphrey to the plate. Sam, 1-for-2 today and a base hit in the first. Struck out in the fourth. Batting here in the fifth inning.
Sam Humphrey.
Brett Engelmeyer. From the stretch, his pitch. Strike call, 0-1. The ball's one strike to Sam Humphrey. Engelmeyer again, ready on the mound. And the pitch on the way. Humphrey drives it to right field. Carter Beer has it measured. Carter makes the catch for the out. So one out here in the fifth inning. Bring Trent Wentland to the plate. Trent so far today,
Trent Wentland.
1-for-2. Reached on an error back in the first. Had a double in the fourth. First time facing Engelmeyer. Engelmeyer looking back to second. Leeser at second base. And here's a ground ball hit slowly to Funk. He'll go to second for one. No relay by Chad Funk. And so the force out of Nick Dingman at second.
Nice play right there by Will, getting the for sure out at second base. Aboard is Wendland, and the top of the order back up, Adam Yeager.
Adam Yeager.
Two outs. Adam Yeager so far today, 1-for-3. Engelmeyer kicks, delivers, and that one fouled over our heads.
Oh, nice catch. Bare hand.
Ball comes back in to Tommy Ludwig. The ball's one strike to Yeager. Engelmeyer ready on the mound. And his pitch, that's inside, a ball, and 1-1. 1-1 the count. Coming up tonight, the Dick Putz Show here on KASM. As we go along here, we'll let you know exactly when the Dick Putz Show will air tonight. Randy has to put together some scores and highlights. Campson, a shot up, or Yeager, a shot up the middle. It's going to score Leaser. And now 9-1, Lake Henry.
Hitting shoes are fastened, Randy.
The Lakers keep hitting. Yeager and Shane Campson. Put them two back-to-back in the lineup, Kirby, and I've got confused twice so far today. Two left-handed hitters. Very similar swings. Brett Engelmeyer on the mound. His pitch to Shane Campson down the middle, a strike, and 0-1.
Ninth Laker to bat this inning.
0-1 the count. They batted around in the first inning. As time is called at home plate by the umpire. Runners there leads out on the base paths. And Engelmeyer delivers. Campson will foul this to the backstop. And the count 0-2 now to Shane. Ball's two strikes. Felt a little sprinkle, Kirby.
You did? That's not what I wanted to hear.
0-2 the count. Engelmeyer. His pitch on the way. Campson swings and misses. He's down on strikes, and that'll end the Laker fifth inning. But a productive inning it is, as they score four runs in the inning on five hits. There was one error and two men left on base. We have played 4.5 here in Meyer Grove. Lake Henry 9, New Munich 1. More baseball coming up in 1 minute.
Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now is the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows and El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-rays, one visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 1-855-845-8415. Good luck to all the area teams.
To the bottom of the fifth inning, Carter Beer will lead it off for the New Munich Silver Streaks. As Grant Ludwig delivers, and ball one to Carter Beer. Beer tries to bunt, and it's ruled fair. Shane Campson can't come up with it. Carter's going to get himself an infield single.
Shortest distance of single in amateur baseball history? What was that, barely a foot?
It was not very far out in front of the plate. Let's put it that way.
I'm at it. Jacob, hit it, Cam.
Got to get moving.
Jacob Hinnenkamp coming to the plate. He's the number 9 hitter.
That's what that speed does to you, Randy.
Makes you rush. Hinnenkamp lines it foul down the left field line.
Talked about it earlier. You bobble once, and it's like, gosh, that guy's fast, right? So next thing you know, he's there. And you didn't even really pick it up.
Hinnenkamp, number 9 hitter, Chad Funk on deck. In a camp drive to right center field. I don't know if anybody's going to get that. Diving, and Wendland can't come up with it. Going to third. Now Beer is going to stop, and he is in a hot box. Carter Beer will be tagged out as Leaser puts the tag on him, and Carter saw Paul Sands' stop sign. And, yeah, so he is tagged out after a single by Hinnenkamp. Wow.
One of those days for the streaks, Randy. Even when the diving catch attempt pops up and you got Beer who can fly, may have easily made third right there, but Paul saying, no, we don't want to run into an out, but that stops him, and he ends up stopping in the middle of the base path.
And Chad Funk was a scheduled hitter. We got a new hitter here, Kirby.
Devin Hansen
in for Funk. Devin may go into second base, too. He's familiar with the position. There's a strike call to Devin, and the count 0-1. Ball, it's one strike. Pitch low. And the count 2-1 now to Devin Hansen. 2 balls and a strike. Base runner, Hinnenkamp over at first with one out. Hansen drives it almost same spot. Going back is Yeager. He's going to make the catch, though. Yeager's throw comes back into the infield, and Hinnenkamp has to hustle back. So a couple balls hit to that right center field gap. Hansen hit that one with some authority. 2 outs. And here comes Logan Funk, the catcher.
They've made some good contact, these streaks have thus far, Randy.
Mm-hmm. Logan Funk at the plate. Here's Grant Ludwig's pitch. Funk pops this one up at third, now short. Jason Campson calling for it. In on the grass, makes the catch, and that'll do it for the Silver Streaks. Here in the fifth inning, no runs, 2 hits, no errors, and 1 left on base. We played 5 here in Meyer Grove. It's Lake Henry 9, New Munich 1. We're back in 1 minute on KASM.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's pull tabs or e-tabs. Best of luck and come back and sing Schnitzelbank Richmond Royals from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Innovative technology, the leader in our community. Albany Mutual Telephone, proudly connecting you to the world for 70 years. As your local hometown service provider, we offer digital TV service with a crystal clear picture, phone service, and unparalleled internet speeds. Thank you for choosing us. We look forward to serving you. Albany Mutual Telephone, technology all the way home.
Top of the sixth inning, Lake Henry sending Carter Wessel to the plate. Wessel, Grant Ludwig, Jason Campson.
Leading off, top of the sixth, first baseman Carter Wessel.
Lake Henry sent 10 men to the plate in the first, 9 men to the plate in the fifth. Scored 5 in the first, 4 in the fifth, lead 9-1. Pitch to Wessel is high for a ball, 1-0.
Hansen did stay in the game to play second base, Randy.
1 ball, no strikes. Carter Wessel swings and misses strike 1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Monticello beat the Sartell Muskies today 9-3 in Region 11C.
Polecats are going dancing, huh?
That's a big win for Monticello, you bet. Wessel will take low. The count, two balls and a strike.
What happened in the Victory League today?
Avon won earlier, 2-1 over Buckman. I'm just waiting on a Nisswa score here. Here's a drive to Hinnenkamp in center, and Hinnenkamp on the run makes the catch for the out.
Oh, time to pick? You done counting already?
I got my guess. Should I pick first? I will.
Sounds like you want to pick first.
I guess I get to pick first. I'm going 738. 738.
Write I will that go, one down. I will go with...
Wow. Little insider as Ludwig drives it to center. It goes off the top of Hinnenkamp's glove. Comes to throw to second. Not in time.
738. So I'm thinking it's less than that. So strategy-wise, should I go? I'll go 715.
All right. We're going to get a pinch runner here, Curb.
600. It was 600. Okay, I got you. So we were way off, Randy. I thought there was more people here today than yesterday. So it's 600 is the total, and 1604 is the total for the weekend, which is pretty doggone good.
Absolutely.
Did you get a number on that kid running out there?
17, maybe? No.
Lucas
no,
Holtz?
No.
18?
18. At the plate, Jason Campson. That last hit by Grant Ludwig, they awarded him a hit, not an error on Hinnenkamp.
We're going to go number 10, third guest, Randy. Jevin Terrace is running at second base for Grant Ludwig.
So Terrace out at second with one out. Jason Campson with an 0-2 count. Brett Engelmeyer, his pitch. Campson fouls it back and out of play. And the count stays 0-2. The ball, it's two strikes. Coming up a quarter of six, you'll get your rosary. That'll be coming up after the game today. Rosary heard here on KASM. 0-2 the count. Engelmeyer looking back to second, and his pitch. There's strike three called, and Campson gets caught looking.
Doesn't happen a lot.
Jason... usually a guy that'll put the ball in play, you bet.
Or at least swing at it.
I'm adding third baseman, Matthew Leeser.
I'm going to bring Matthew Leeser to the plate. Matthew so far today, 1-for-3. And an RBI single back in the first inning. Brett Engelmeyer looking back to Terrace at second, and the fastball right down the middle, strike one. 0-1 the count. Avon beat the Piers Lakers today, 2-1.
So would they be in? Starting
Avon's
the weekend 2-0?
Yes, okay. Avon's in.
Ooh.
Ball, one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Brett Engelmeyer looks down to Logan Funk. And the pitch by Engelmeyer. Whoa, broken bat. Here's a shot that's caught in the air by Engelmeyer as he followed the ball, not the bat. And that'll do it for the Lakers here in the sixth. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on. We have played 5.5. It's Lake Henry 9, New Munich 1. More region baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Make the switch and start your new career at Buyer Built Woodworks in Belgrade. Buyer is a family-owned company that offers fantastic benefits. Right now, they're looking for a general laborer, assembler, and night shift truck loader with a $20 starting wage. Buyer Built Woodworks, a millwork distributor in Belgrade, offers health, dental, life, disability, 401k with company match, paid time off, and revenue sharing with a strong, growing company. Apply today at buyerbuilt.com. That's B-A-Y-E-R, buyerbuilt.com.
Also have positions for machine operators, route drivers, and over-the-road drivers.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Will Funk will lead it off for New Munich. And Will takes the pitch from Grant Ludwig, low and in the dirt, ball one. 9 runs, 10 hits, in the air for the Lake Henry Lakers. 1 run, 5 hits, and 4 errors for New Munich. Pitch a ball and 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes. To Funk as Ludwig delivers outside and 3-0.
These two had to have about bumped into each other at the Tech College when they were both there the last few years, weren't they?
They did. Yeah, I believe so. Ludwig's pitch is high, ball four, and Will drawing a 4-pitch walk here in the sixth inning. I bring Ty Reller to the plate.
Shane Kansas kills me, man. I'm telling you. Little up. It's a little up, Grant. Just a little up.
Ty Reller to the plate. Ty so far today, 0 for 2. Reached on an error back in the second. Pitch low to Reller. And 1-0. So Ludwig, 5 straight pitches and 5 straight balls. Grant will step off of the rubber. And his pitch coming to Ty Reller. Pitch low and outside, and the count 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes. Grant Ludwig delivers. Reller takes low and 3-0. 3 balls, no strikes.
Pinpoint control through 5, Randy, and all of a sudden now he's 7 straight wide to kick things off.
And he was working ahead to most every batter. There's a strike called, and 3-1. A little more over the top. 3-1 the count. Ludwig delivers, and that's low ball 4. So 2 consecutive walks of Grant Ludwig, and that'll bring Joe Stengler, the designated hitter, to the plate.
Designated hitter, Joel
Stengler. Joe 1-for-1 today. Had a sacrifice fly in the fourth inning. Scored the Silver Streaks' only run. And the pitch is strike called to Stengler 0-1. Well, it's 1 strike. Time called, and Shane Campson out to have a word with his right-hander.
Runner on second. Hasn't had to deal with that a lot today, Randy. Maybe a sign sequence if Will Funk picks something.
Yeah.
Not that anyone's looking at anyone else's signs in baseball. That would never happen, right?
No, never, ever. Grant Ludwig delivers. Joe Stengler fouls this one off. Down the third baseline. Count at 0-2 to Joe. Oh, to the count. Runners lead from first and second here in the sixth. And Stengler will take high. And the count 1 ball, 2 strikes.
Getting kind of dark for 10 to 6.
Lights aren't on, Kirby. 1-2 the count. Here's the pitch. Stengler drills it down the left field line, and that's going to be foul. Down in that left field corner. Runners go back to second and first. Funk to second. Ty Reller to first. And Ludwig has that sign from Shane O'Campson, and the pitch. Dangler swings and misses. He's out on strikes. I was watching Shane right before that pitch. He went up in the strike zone, Kirby. Wanted the pitch up high, and they set up Joe Stangler for that strikeout.
Let's see if he can hit it high, huh?
I'm adding third baseman, Caden Sand.
Bring Caden Sand to the plate. Caden on the day, 1-for-2, had a base hit to this left side. His last at bat, follows it at the plate, 0-1 to Caden. The ball, it's one strike. Will Funk out at second, Ty Reller at first. Pitch on the way. Sand drills this past the first baseman, Wessel, in the right field. Yeager comes up with it. Oh, man, what a strong throw. A strike to home plate.
Gosh.
And that would have been very interesting if Will Funk were sent there, Kirby.
So all three outfielders have good arms.
Oh,
as we've
goodness.
Seen.
Yes.
Weston had that good throw. Obviously, Wendland, and then Yeager matches it right there as well.
We're going to get a pinch hitter here for Hunter Rademacher.
Keegan Stangler going to hit for Hunter.
Keegan Stangler. Young man into the batter's box, and that's going to be past Yeager on a dive out in right field. It'll score Will Funk, and Ty Reller will pull into third. That's all they could do. They were just holding up, Kirby, because they were anticipating maybe a Yeager catch.
Got underneath him as everybody bumps up a bag on the RBI base knock for the pinch hitter, Keegan Stangler.
Give Keegan a hit. And up to the plate, we're going to get another pinch hitter.
Carter Schiffler.
Carter Schiffler will bat for Carter Beer. Grant Ludwig deals, and Schiffler takes a strike call to 1-1.
Still just the one out. Base is chucked.
One run in. Schiffler ground ball to second. They're going to go to first. They're going to get one. Another run comes in to score, so Funk has scored. Reller has scored. It's now 9-3. Here in the sixth inning, and that'll bring number nine hitter Jacob Hinnenkamp to the plate with runners at second and third. Caden Sand over at third, Keegan Stangler at second. Jacob Hinnenkamp, 1-for-2 tonight. There's a breaking ball strike and 0-1. Two outs, two on, two runs in. The 0-1 pitch coming to Hinnenkamp. This is popped up. It's going to go over our heads and out of play. And 0-2. The ball, it's two strikes. Grant Ludwig from the stretch delivers, and that pitch just outside, and the count at 1-2.
Close pitch. Good take right there by Hinnenkamp, Randy. That was awfully close.
Yeah, it was. Near miss for Ludwig. Ludwig, a little grunt that time as he let it go, and the pitch is low for a ball in 2-2.
Gassing up in a big spot. Munich wants to get back into this thing. They got to get these two in for sure.
Two balls, two strikes. 9-3 our score. And Hinnenkamp delivers a single to left field. It's going to score two more. Here's the throw up the line. Hinnenkamp going to go to second. He's safe. And all of a sudden, it's a four-run inning for the Silver Streak. They're back to within four at 9-5.
Sand and Stangler come across the score. Hinnenkamp with the two RBI single.
New Munich says we can score runs too with a four spot here in the sixth. 9-5, Hinnenkamp ends up on second after the throw home. And it'll bring the top of the order to the plate and Devin Hansen.
And the sweatshirt taken off in the Laker dugout for one Adam Winkles. He'll be jogging down to the pen.
Hansen takes inside for a ball and 1-0.
Eighth man to bat for New Munich here in the sixth inning.
One ball, no strikes to Devin Hansen. Grant Ludwig's pitch there is a breaking ball strike and 1-1.
You know, all those quick games yesterday, we were due for a couple of marathons, huh?
Yes, indeed. One ball, one strike. Hansen will take another breaking ball for a strike in 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs, and one on. Start getting some light rain here in New Munich. Pitch outside to Devin. And the count at two balls, two strikes. Two to the count. The kick, the pitch by Ludwig. Just outside, and the count full at 3-2. Three to the count. Grant Ludwig kicks, delivers. Hansen fouls it off at the plate. Shane can't hang on to it. The count stays at 3-2.
Battling in there.
On deck, Logan Funk, the catcher. Hansen, it's popped up behind home plate. That's going to go fouling out of play. The count at 3-2. Eighth man to bat for New Munich here in the sixth inning. Grant Ludwig ready again on the mound. The right-hander kicks and delivers. And high ball four. Put runners at first and second. Adam Winkles continues to throw in the Laker bullpen, and now
Keith's going to buy him some time.
Keith is going to buy him some time as he strolls out to the mound to talk to his right-hander.
Man, a guy who was just cruising. I mean, he gave up the one run in the fourth, but quick innings in the fifth, third, second, first, and long one here. Nine to the plate in the sixth.
It's like the first two batters of this inning, Kirby, just could not find the strike zone. Mm-hmm. Two consecutive walks. Well, we know that walks will haunt you. They will score eventually, and they did. And a couple more scored after that.
He's got to get this guy right here if you're a Laker fan because you got big Will Funk on deck, Randy. You don't want him with a chance.
First and second, Hinnenkamp out at second. Devin Hansen at first. Three walks in the inning along with three hits. Four runs in. Two outs. Pitch to Logan Funk inside a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Ludwig from the stretch, looks back to second, and there's a strike call to Logan Funk, and 1-1. A ball and a strike. Grant Ludwig's pitch, and Funk swings at a pitch in the dirt. And the count, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Grant Ludwig ready again here in the sixth. His pitch, Funk fouls it to the backstop.
Ooh.
Count stays, 1-2.
Just got a little piece of that one. Just hung in there.
Fans start scouring for
some shelter,
some cars, as the rain looks like it might be getting a little heavier as it comes near. Here's Logan Funk, ground ball to Joe Hoppe over at the coach box. He'll throw it back to Grant, and the count stays at 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Adam Winkles continues to throw down in that Laker bullpen. And strike three called. Funk gets caught looking. That'll end the sixth inning for New Munich. But a big inning it is as they score four runs on one, two, three hits. There were no errors and two left on base. Six in the books. It's Lake Henry 9 and New Munich 5. Maybe more baseball coming up in a minute as the rain gets heavier. We will be back in 1 minute.
Your tomorrow is important to Central Minnesota Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual. That's why you can trust us to provide you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages you can count on. We'll be there when you need us, so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, Missy Stanley, and Kayla Cromwell, your local Grinnell Mutual agents of Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesville at 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual.
Manure pump making noise, water leaking, bent fan blade, manure spreader not spreading right, or maybe your TMR feed mixer is not mixing right. Well, these are all things that Dairyland Supply and Sock Center can help you with. Give Dan, Mike, Gene, or Lashana a call at 800-338-6455 for all your Artex, Hagedorn, Penta, Kuhn Knight, Huel, Supreme, Vermeer, and Noon parts needs. We also have shipping available if you are farther away. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Your dependable neighbor broadcasting from the Blattner Company Studio. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7 all the time.
The rain has arrived and the ball game continues. The fans are scouring for shelter, their cars, as on the mound, Brett Engelmeyer's pitch to Nick Dingman, and Logan Funk takes another ball off of his neck area. That's the third time in 2 days, Kirby, we've seen Logan take a foul tip in that region.
Like hit him in the throat?
Yes. My, oh my.
Grabbing at his throat. Yeah, that's not where you want to take one.
One ball, one strike. Carter Wessel's gonna go down and take some warm-up tosses too. The rain pretty heavy here. Surprised they're letting him play right now through this.
I'm gonna take him that myself.
Because typically we'd get this kind of rain in another situation, Kirby. They'd want to be covering the home plate area, covering the mound already.
Yeah. We have a new first baseman for New Munich, Randy. Nolan Sand.
Sand out at first base. Brett Engelmeyer, his pitch to Nick Dingman, and a swing and a miss. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. One, two, the count. Dingman will foul it back and out of play. Count stays at one and two. A ball and two strikes. Lake Henry, seventh inning, top of the seventh inning. They lead 9-5. Dingman swings and misses. He's out on strikes. This
round the horn.
Yeah, ball ends up in the grass.
gotta love that.
It's like, let's get the pitcher the ball, guys.
Yeah, I don't think we need to throw it around.
Engelmeyer's going to get the ball that comes in from the outfield. And coming up to the plate now, it's Sam Hupfer. Sam sees the first pitch from Brett Engelmeyer sailed to the backstop in 0-1. Yeah, now we're going to be dealing with wet baseballs.
And a lot of them.
Is there really an advantage for anybody playing in this? I mean, pitcher obviously dealing with a wet baseball, trying to throw a strike. Batter trying to see the ball come out of the pitcher's hands. Wet bat. That pitch again goes past the catcher, Logan Funk, and 2-0.
Get the
Engelmeyer has plant right now. It's starting to get a little greasy. I think that's what's happening.
But you get that brim of your cap. The water starts kind of rolling down a little bit. The brim of your helmet.
Engelmeyer's 2-0 pitch. Again, that goes past Funk and 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. All three pitches, not even close to the strike zone. We're in the final game of the first weekend, Region 15 seed, top of the seventh inning, and that's ball four. Sammy Hupfer seeing four straight pitches, and he walks.
Doesn't look like an easy time to throw a strike.
Stepping up to the plate, Trent Wentland.
Bring up Trent Wentland. That water continues to run off our score area. Yes, at the plate, it's Wentland. Showing bunt, pulls back on it, and the pitch is high for a ball, 1-0. Ball and no strikes. Base runner over at first, his Hupfer with one out here in the seventh. Brett Engelmeyer's pitch, and Wentland drills it to left field, a solid base hit. So Trent Wentland stays hot. A couple hits today for the Laker center fielder.
He's had a nice day.
Yes, he has.
Reach base three times. Nice catches in the outfield.
Now batting, Adam Yeager.
Sam Hupfer on to second base. Nine to five, our score, top of the seventh inning. Brett Engelmeyer's pitch. Strike call to Adam Yeager in 0-1. The ball's one strike. Engelmeyer ready. Now time called as Yeager steps out of the box.
Make him think about how wet he is a little longer.
Yeah. Engelmeyer sets, and the pitch.
Yeah.
Low and inside, and the count, one ball, one strike.
Watch his stride foot, Randy. When he lands, it skids a little bit.
It is slipping, yep. Might need a little diamond dry out there. One ball, one strike. Yeager will follow this one back and out of play.
He threw a strike that time, and it didn't slip. So,
one ball, two strikes.
Note to self for Brett. Get that thing down. Plant that thing.
Ball and two strikes with one out, two on for Lake Henry, top of the seventh inning. Engelmeyer looks back to second, and the pitch. Yeager ground ball to first.
No one over there.
Engelmeyer didn't cover first. The race to the bag, and Sand wins it as takes an unassisted put out for Nolan Sand.
Nice play by Nolan. Engelmeyer got the ground ball he was looking for and just spaced out right there, or what, Randy? But he didn't. He's got to get over on that one.
Looking for a dry baseball is Engelmeyer.
I'm going to wipe his cleat off here.
Yeah, look at it. It's just caked with that red lime or whatever you want to call it.
What a finishing product on those mounds.
Yeah, that finishing product. Wow. Up at the plate, Shane Campson. Brett Engelmeyer ready. The pitch to Shane. Down the middle of strike and 0-1. Sam Hupfer over at third. Trent Wentland at second. 9-5, our score, top of the seventh. Lake Henry gave up a four spot in the bottom of the sixth, looking for some of those runs back here. Campson, a big swing and a miss. Strike two, 0-2.
Healthy hack at that one.
0-2 the count. Shane Campson digs into the batter's box. Engelmeyer comes home. Campson drills it to right field. That's going to score one. They're going to send Wendland, and he's going to score. And it's 11-5 with the RBI single by Shane Campson.
Shane O does it again for the Lakers, Randy. And, you know, Ludwig with the opportunity right there, coaching third runs where you got the wet ball. You can make that play with wet baseball. It's pretty much a no-brainer with two outs sending him.
Absolutely. That'll bring Carter Wessel to the plate.
Carter Wessel.
Yeah, this light rain doesn't look like it's going to let up anytime soon, Kirby. And what we're dealing with now may be the story for the rest of the game here yet.
You took a peek at the radar or what?
Yeah.
Oh, goody.
Is Engelmeyer's pitch, and Wessel fouls it to the backstop in 0-1.
I was curious as to why, when it was raining pretty good, like, well, they're just going to play through this. And I guess if this is the way it's going to be, this is the way it's going to be.
Campson, the base runner, over at first. Brett Engelmeyer sets himself on the mound. Campson, good lead, goes. Wessel swinging a miss. Here's the throw by Funk. And in time, the umpire says he caught his leg on the tag, and that'll end the seventh inning for Lake Henry. They scored two runs in the inning on two hits. There was not an error and no one left on base. We played 6.5, 11-5. Lake Henry with the lead over New Munich. We're back in 1 minute.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to all the area teams at the Region 15C Baseball Tournament. Stearns County Baseball in the summertime goes together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agricultural needs, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority, with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.